Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. I'll be reading Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we stand now. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So we read this in chapter 5. Paul wrote Romans, and in the first verse, which says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." So the Bible tells us that peace with God means that we have been reconciled with Him, with our God. There's no more hostility between us. There's no sin that should be blocking our relationship with Him. Peace with God is possible only because Jesus paid the price for our sins through His death on the cross. In the second verse, "through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we stand now, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God." So this verse lets us know that we now stand in a place of highest privilege. Not only God has declared us not guilty, but He has drawn us close to Himself. Instead of being enemies, we now became friends with God. And in fact, not only friends, but we are called His children now. The verses 3 and 4, which states, "Not only so, but we also rejoice in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope." So here we see that we will experience a lot of difficulties, but it helps us grow. We rejoice in suffering, not because we like it, or not because we like the pain or deny its tragedy, but because we know that God is using life's difficulties and Satan's attacks to build our character. Verses 5 and 6 states, "And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us." You see, at just the right time, when we're still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. So we clearly see that all three members of the Trinity are involved in salvation. The Father loved us so much that He sent His Son to bridge the gap between us. The Father and the Son then send the Holy Spirit to fill our lives with love and to enable us to live by His power. So with all this loving care, how can we do less than serve Him completely? Verse 6. "You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly." So we were weak and helpless because we could not do anything on our own to save ourselves.
We were helpless. So Jesus had to come to rescue us. And so he did. He came and died on the cross for our sins to rescue us. Verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So God sent Jesus Christ to die for us. Not because we were good enough, but because he loved us. It's an act of love. We didn't deserve it, yet he loved us so much that he came and died on the cross for our sins so we could be reconciled to him completely. Verse 9, 10 and 11. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. So can you imagine the love that caused Christ to die on the cross is the same love that sends the Holy Spirit to live in us and guide us every day. The power that raised Christ from the dead is the same power that saves us and is available to us in our daily life. So let's praise the Lord for giving us that reserve of power and love that we can call on each day. Praise the Lord. Amen.